When you think of Wisconsin Public Radio, what comes to mind?
Informative.
Enriching.
Inspiring.
Balanced.
Essential.
Today is our mini pledge drive. It's just 4 hours long, and it only works if you pledge right now. Think about WPR and all it means to you, and then make a pledge. Here's how.
Very easy. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Mike Arnold, and we're asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50. Maybe it's $100 or $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, this is your last opportunity to pledge. You have to pledge before 10 o'clock in this hour to be entered into that drawing for an iPad mini. We're coming to the end of the drive, the end of the year. This is the last hour to pledge. Think about what's important and back up your values with action, because WPR is important to you. Make a gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In just a moment, we'll be talking to Daniel Golden and Hans Wyant about book recommendations, and for a $100 pledge, we'll send you this book, Read This, 50 Suggestions from Independent Booksellers All Over the Country of Their Favorite Books. Discussions like this are possible because of your financial support. Please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
These are the remaining minutes of this short pledge drive, and remember about that iPad mini. You'll be entered to win if you pledge before 10 a.m., so that's less than an hour. You don't have time. Do it now. Your pledge today not only pays for the programs you listen to, it keeps Wisconsin Public Radio viable for generations to come. So make a difference. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we still have 298 pledges to go.
Got to start somewhere.
Yeah. We do. We have two, and thank you very much. 50 minutes to get there. Your pledge will pay for the programs like this one that you rely on. And it lets us know that you like a short pledge drive. It also enters you in a drawing for an iPad mini. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And sustaining members are automatically entered in the drawing. And if you're not already a sustainer, now's a great way to give. You can set up an ongoing monthly donation from your bank account or credit card. Do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Be sure to ask for Read This. It's handpicked favorites from America's indie bookstores. That's with your pledge of $100 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's a great resource for your own reading list and for gifts to give to others, and we'll have it to you before the holidays, because they're coming up very soon. Your pledge is very important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Again, that number is 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. We are going to be speaking with Daniel Golden, who will join us momentarily, our well-known and one of our favorite book people, owner of Boswell Books on Downer Avenue in Milwaukee. And we're also speaking with the co-editor of Read This, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores. Hans Wyant is with us. He's co-owner of Micawber's Books in St. Paul, Minnesota, and he's also the editor of this wonderful book. Hans, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So what you did was you asked independent booksellers, some of the most famous and well-known and interesting from all over the country, to pick their 50 favorite books?
Yeah, it was kind of a two-sided thing. It was either their 50 favorite or just 50 books that they really love to put into the hands of customers. I knew that for a lot of people, coming up with a top 50 of their favorites might be a little bit intimidating. So I wanted to open it up a little bit and give them some options.
Did you find that people had the same books on the list or not?
Yeah, here and there. I mean, I knew there would be some crossover, but it is, it's pretty amazing that there wasn't, I was surprised that there wasn't more crossover, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the book there's like 1,197 individual titles, and the book that was on the most lists was Tim O'Brien's The Things I Carried, and that was on 7 lists, which is a lot. But most books were not repeated over and over.
Would you put that on your list as well?
Yep, it was on my list. I haven't read that.
It's
one of the best first pages in American fiction ever.
Okay, that's on my list for 2013. Daniel Golden is joining us now as well in our studios here in Milwaukee. He is the owner of the lovely bookstore, Boswell Books, on Downer Avenue in Milwaukee. And it's more than a bookstore because they do events all over town, bringing people to Milwaukee to speak about important issues and to talk about their books. And this guy is one of the most enthusiastic book people in the whole wide world. Daniel, you are. Hello. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Good morning, Daniel.
Hi, Hans.
Let's talk just a little bit about independent bookstores. We've heard that it's been such a rough time for bookstores generally over the past couple of years. But your store seems to be flourishing, Daniel. Is it because you're out there doing so many different things?
I do think a bookstore nowadays has to work very hard. You can't just open the door and watch the people pour in the way. I'm not saying that we did it in the past, but I am saying that I know that we didn't have so many events and programming and outreach. And, you know, we were always trying to connect with people and kind of emotionally bring them into the store, if not physically.
Mm-hmm.
Motion first, then physical, maybe.
Is that true at your store as well, Hans, that you have a lot of events going on, emotionally trying to bring people in the store?
Absolutely. I mean, I think for any store at this point, you have to be doing a number of different things to keep it going. You can't, like Daniel said, there's no way to just have the only source of income being people who are shopping in the store.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do other things.
Would you be hard-pressed, Daniel, to come up with 50 of your favorite books?
Funny enough, Hans did ask me for the list, and I am so grateful to him because he asked me several times. I don't know how many other people he had to sort of badger. but my problem was that I got lost in the list. Like, I would find 10 more books, and I'd panic about the ones I didn't know about, and I was scanning my bookshelf, and I was like, what about the ones I gave away and I never got back? And this happened to me even as I was going through read this. This morning I was, you know, looking at the book again, and I looked at Toby Cox's list, and I started getting all excited about Mr. Sandman by Barbara Gowdy, which is I love, but I have to say, there's no way it would have made my list then because I forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just a faulty memory. And then we started talking about, this is perfect for people who love Geek Love, which we sell pretty well. And then Amy, my kids buyer and longtime bookseller, said, I love Mr. Sandman. And then our sales rep, I wrote a little thing about it, and our sales rep said, you're going to bring in Mr. Sandman, right?
There are so many books, aren't there?
And it was so multiplied by 1,000. I just couldn't do it.
Right.
So, Stacy, one of my coworkers, Stacy, who does our events with me and an amazing bookseller, she was able to do it just fine. She has focus, and I'm fragmented, I guess.
It's all right.
Sorry.
You're valuable. You are very valuable. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Mike Arnold. We're talking about books this hour. And Read This, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores, is a gift we will send to you if you give us a gift of $100, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Mike Arnold joining me also in our Milwaukee studios. You really help make this program possible when you make a pledge of support right now. This is our year-end mini drive, and we've only got, what time is it? 45 minutes left, and this little mini pledge drive will be over. It ends at 10 o'clock, and such a short drive means more conversations and less fundraising, and it works when you give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's funny, I was driving into work this morning, and I was thinking, oh boy, another pledge drive starting, and it's already ending.
Isn't that
amazing?
Isn't that great?
It's so quick. We only need 280 pledges in the next 45 minutes to meet this hour's goal, and your gift right now will get you entered into a drawing for the iPad Mini. The contest ends at 10 o'clock today. That's just 45 minutes from now, so do it now. Get it done. WPR.org or on the phone, 888-202-2552.
Think about all the issues you've heard discussed on the Ideas Network in the past year. Talk about faulty memories, Daniel. I can't remember all of them. We just talked about so many issues. As you know, I love Lincoln, and recently we heard about the new movie Lincoln on this show with one of the historical advisors to that wonderful movie. You hear all things political every Monday. Today we're talking about books. Hour number two of our show, we talk about Thomas Jefferson with John Meacham. All of these conversations are possible because of listener support. Make your pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And do it for your mind. Do it for all you've learned in the past year on Wisconsin Public Radio and, of course, all that's coming up in the year ahead.
And if you pledge $100 right now, we'll thank you with a copy of Read This, edited by Hans Wyant. And you can enter to win the iPad Mini when you pledge before 10 o'clock. The time is ticking by, though. And you'll support great conversations about books, history, and politics on The Kathleen Dunn Show at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about Wisconsin Public Radio. How many times has WPR made you think about something differently or led you to think about something you've never thought of before? Between you and WPR, a whole lot of great thoughts are happening. And it's because people like you make it possible. Think about Wisconsin Public Radio today and make a pledge during our December mini pledge drive. You'll have to think fast, though. It ends at 10 o'clock this morning. Here's how you can help right now.
Go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Mike Arnold, and we're asking for your support of the WPR programs that you count on. And thank you so much in advance for your gift of $50, $100, $500, or whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Everyone who pledges during this drive will be entered into a drawing for an iPad Mini. The drive ends at 10 a.m. It's a very short drive because we know you want fewer minutes of pledging and more minutes of programming. That's why we're doing that right now. So make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You don't have to pledge to participate in that iPad drawing, but we hope you do. If you send a postcard with your name, address, and telephone number to WPR iPad Mini Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, you can enter by sending that postcard or by making a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you should know that this is an itsy-bitsy pledge drive. It's just a few hours, and we're at the very end of it. It's almost over. So please don't procrastinate any longer. Pledge now to support your news, talk, and entertainment programs, and be entered to win an iPad. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be entered in the drawing for the iPad Mini, but just minutes to do that. So if you want to take advantage of it, do it now. If you're a sustaining member who makes ongoing monthly donations, thank you so much. You're automatically entered in the drawing. If you're not already a sustainer, though, now's the time to become one. It's easy to set an ongoing monthly donation from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And for all of you book lovers, and that means everybody who's listening right now, ask for Read This, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores. It's for a pledge of $100 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. One of our listeners, Martha from Marinette, says it all. WPR inspires me to think about the issues. Thank you. And thank you so much for your pledge and all of your pledges. They're very important. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And our guests this hour, as we're talking about books, Daniel Golden, owner of Boswell Books on Donner Avenue in Milwaukee, and Hans Wyant, who's co-owner of Macabre's Books in St. Paul, Minnesota, and he is the editor of Read This, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores. Daniel, I heard you on Morning Edition last week, was it? Or who knows? Time flies. You were talking about some of the wonderful physical books that are out right now. Maybe it's in competition with reading on a computer, but a lot of booksellers are going for gorgeous, beautiful books.
Yes, I think so. And even with not just books that are nonfiction, coffee table, cookbooks, but even novels. For example, Hologram for the King, the Dave Eggers book, McSweeney's, which is his publisher, and he is the owner of McSweeney's, likes to do dust jacket lists books a lot of times. And there's just a feel. The book is the book itself is raised and has a beautiful pattern in it. It would look lovely as a carpet as well. But you know, you could match your home to it. But even I was looking at the Barbara Kingsolver novel Flight Behaviors, which we're selling like crazy, and I love that book. It has a tactile feel, feels like a butterfly, which is important to the story. We're seeing a lot of clean, especially in hardcovers, which I think more have a more physical presence. The paper is better. There's more money that the publisher can put into the physical book. Usually you're more likely to see the rough cut edges, which is a sign of quality. And you're seeing these really beautiful type designs, which are partly for the publisher's sake, because a lot of people buy the books online, and when you shrink them down to little tiny covers, you can still see it, whereas sometimes a photo or something like that, you can't. But also, they work great in a bookstore because we love graphics.
You know, I noticed with Meacham's book, which is, he's a heck of a writer and a lot of research, feel the paper on this, too. It's just a whole different kind of paper, and I never would have thought about that until I heard what you said, that they're going for a nice quality. It's beautiful.
Especially with the serious nonfiction, and it's heavy. You can tell, you know, when you pick up a heavy book,
yeah,
and you're
heavy.
Like, this book is going to last me 10, 20 years.
Right.
I think the David Nassau book is also the case.
Tell me about the kinds of books, Hans, that really were important in 2012. What did most of your readers, what were they looking for? Was it fiction, nonfiction? Was it,
you know,
historical
generally
stuff?
Generally, in, you know, from October to December in the last couple of years, we've sort of decided, oh, this was a year of hardcover fiction or nonfiction. And I haven't really figured it out for this year yet. There's still such a long time up until Christmas and the other holidays. So I'm not really sure yet. I know that's kind of a waffling answer. But a lot of war fiction has been really big.
Really?
Yellow Bird by Kevin Powers was just named to the New York Times Top 10 Books of the Year. Ben Fountain has a book called Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, which is about a group of soldiers who have come back and they go to a Dallas Cowboys football game, of all things. There's another book that we sold pretty well called The Watch. And so I think enough time has kind of passed with unfortunately, some of the wars that have been going on that either it's worked its way into the sort of artistic consciousness of people, or in the case of Yellow Birds, Kevin Powers is himself a former member of the Army.
Mm-hmm. Daniel, how about your story?
One of the things that I find about any sort of trend like that is a book makes it, like, kind of breaks out. It's really different. And then 2 years later, you see a number of other books get signed up. And I wonder if this onslaught of really great war fiction has to do with Matterhorn, the Cromerlantis being a big hit a few years ago.
Yeah, that's a great point.
One of the things that we've always said is that the publishers seem to withhold a lot of books by strong literary fiction by women in the fall. They seem to think it's a springtime thing and everybody releases it in April for Mother's Day. I think there's a little sexism going on there.
Huh.
And we're always struggling to find good, solid novels for women. And this year has actually, we knew by June, I mean, we didn't know exactly what books, but we were like, this is a really solid lineup. And and now we've had the Kingsolver, which I mentioned, Roundhouse by Louise Erdrich, which always sells well for us, but winning the National Book Award took it to another level. Alice Munro, who does get released in the fall generally, her new collection of stories, and Gone Girl, which has continued from summer. So it's been a much stronger Christmas for women's fiction than we've had in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
When the New York Times came out with its notable books of 2012 this past Sunday, does that make a lot of your customers rush to the store and ask for those particular books, or are those meaningless suggestions from that organization?
Hans, do you have
Oh, it's not meaningless. To me, it's a lot of those books are already in serious readers' minds. Mm. I think when a book gets mentioned for the top 10, that sort of zips it into a whole different category. I think it's a great tool for gifts for people, you know, where they're looking for their uncle who's a history buff or their sister who's really into literary fiction or cookbooks or something. So it's a great tool for that.
Right.
But there's always a few surprises on those lists, but a lot of them are the really heavy hitters anyways.
Mm-hmm. I would have to say that I don't know what it is about our customer base, but they just go crazy for that list. I mean, there's a lot of lists out there, but they're just like, I didn't care about the book the last seven times you told me about it, but the New York Times says it's good, and I'm getting seven of them. And it's nuts. And it used to not be that way. And the Times reconfigured how they did the list. They used to do the best of the year at the same time they did the top 100. Now they now they do the top 100, and then you wait a week, and the top 10 come. They made it exactly 10. It used to vary from between 7 and 12. It's always 5 fiction, and it's always 5 nonfiction. And there's I think they've also taken that cue from the National Book Award. I feel it's a relatively, especially on the fiction side, it's generally a relatively accessible list.
Yeah.
And unlike some of the other, like the Washington Post list, which comes out, which I think is important, the nonfiction list is very wonky. And they tend to vary. They seem to be careful about having different kinds of books in there. But the most hilarious one to me was actually there were two. Far From the Tree by Andrew Solomon got slammed in the Daily Times by Michiko Kakutani the same week it was named top 10 of the year. NW also led off with a bad daily review and then was one of their top five fiction.
I read the review. We have them on next week. I haven't started reading it yet because the Thomas Jefferson was a pretty hefty read. But he'll be on next week.
Can't read 2,000 pages a week, can you?
Do you?
No,
you probably do. I'm Kathleen Dunn, and Mike Arnold is joining me here in our Milwaukee studios. We're on the Ideas Network, and you hear about topics big and small. We love, as you know, talking about books. We just love it. You listen to us because of all of the ideas that you hear here, and it's also why you contribute, and your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is crucial because we are in the very last half hour of our year-end mini drive.
Just have a few minutes before this is over. We want it to be a great success. It's your last chance to get into that iPad mini drawing. We're looking for another 247 calls. Now, we can do that in just a half an hour. We have the technology. We have phones. We have all sorts of stuff to be able to handle that. You want more programming and less on-air fundraising, right? You would prefer that?
Yes.
Well, now's the time for you to make that call at the number is 888-202-2552. You can also go online at WPR.org.
Whether the conversation is with Wisconsin veterans or about historical topics, national politics, international news, book clubs. We started a book club, too, recently, and we're doing Civil Disobedience, the next book. We did the wonderful narrative of the life, slave life of Frederick Douglass was our last book, so you know that we're committed to talking about books and reading books. Your gift now will only take a few minutes, and it's a program that is made possible thanks in large part to your support. So please make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You listen to Kathleen Dunn every day because you crave substance and you know that it's hard to find, and this is the place to come for it. That's why you're here listening. Kathleen and her guests really sink their teeth into important topics. Please support it now, just 246 calls away in the final minutes of this short pledge drive.
Giving to WPR is easy. Gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time, you'll be automatically entered to win the iPad Mini. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think WPR this morning, and we'll have more time to hear great programming uninterrupted by pledge drives. We know you prefer WPR pledge free, so we thought it would be a good idea to get this done in just 4 hours. If you think that's the best way to go, think WPR now and make a pledge of support. Here's how.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Mike Arnold, asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge might be $50 or $1,200 or anything above, below, or in between. We appreciate it, and we count on your gift.
And if you pledge $100 this hour, you'll get the book Read This, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores as a thank you gift. It's a great resource, particularly this time of the year if you're looking for something nice to buy for a friend or loved one. Your donation supports the programs you love, and we throw in some extra incentives. Also, when you pledge before 10 a.m., before the end of this drive, you'll be entered into a drawing for an iPad mini. I'd really like one of those. I'm sure you would, too. All you have to do is pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we only have about 29 minutes left, and this baby's over, so you don't have a whole lot of time. You asked for more programming with less on-air fundraising, and we're making it happen. This year-end mini-drive is actually just 4 hours long. It's almost over. So support the WPR programs you love at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listener support is the engine behind Wisconsin Public Radio. The single largest source of funding comes from listeners like you who make that decision to support the station. It makes a more stable organization. And pledge by pledge, Wisconsin Public Radio exists because thousands of listeners come together and make it happen with their financial contributions. So join them, become a member, you decide the amount, then pledge WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We ask you to give as generously as you can. And we got some goodies here. Be entered to win an iPad mini, or you can get this book, which will give you book recommendations for years and years and years ahead. Read This, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores, for a pledge of $100. So go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You only have minutes to be entered into that iPad mini drawing, so we hope you'll make your pledge. If you're a sustaining member who makes ongoing monthly donations, thank you so much. You're already entered in the drawing. But if you're not already a sustainer or a contributor, become one now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Ask for Read This, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores, with your pledge of $100 or more at WPR.org. Your pledge is important. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for supporting WPR. And I forgot to have our listeners, but they didn't forget because they're calling in. So let me give you the phone number. 800-486-8655 is our number for you to join the conversation as we talk about books this end of 2012 with Daniel Golden, owner of Boswell Books on Downer Avenue in Milwaukee. And Hans Wyant is joining us by phone from St. Paul, Minneapolis. He's co-owner of Macabre's Books and is the editor of Read This, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores. And let's go to Mike in Milwaukee for our first call. Gentlemen, hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi. Go right ahead, sir.
Am I on the air?
Well, yeah, you are.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think I bought this book at Boswell Books, so I'll put a plug in there. It's one of the best books I've ever read in my life. It's called The Folly of Fools, and the subtitle is something like Self-Deception and Deceit in Human Evolution, and it is by a biology professor from Rutgers. And if you want to understand human behavior, read this book. I believe he was on Wisconsin Public Radio, but I heard a rerun of it. I didn't have an opportunity to call in live. It is a phenomenal book.
Well, I guess you just sold a few copies of that one. Are you familiar with it, Daniel?
Just by name. I don't know it. I gotta go. I'm going to be one of those people who goes and looks it up afterwards and starts looking at it.
Are there a lot of people, Hans, who walk into the bookstore and are looking for recommendations? Are your people, and Daniel, the same question to you, are you all in the business of guiding people through the many books on the shelves?
Oh, absolutely. Even with small stores, I find more and more that people come in and are overwhelmed by the range of stuff that's available, and most people would like or need a little bit of help.
Mm-hmm. Thus, the book that you put together.
And that's why they're still coming into actual bookstores. If they knew what they wanted all the time, and, you know, that's where a lot of people go online. But people who still make a choice to shop in actual stores, like that sort of back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And we get as many suggestions from our customers as we give, really.
Well, it's wonderful. It's why we started a book club here and why we do so many books. People really love the chance to talk about what they've read.
Absolutely.
With each other. That human-to-human dissection of a book or love of a book is not to be surpassed, Daniel.
No.
I totally agree. I think that people who are the more people know what they want, the more they're going to buy online, and the browsing experience is where physical bookstores really do a better job. And I do feel that it has nothing to do with size, because a store like Micawber's is incredibly curated. You know, it isn't filled with everything. It can't have everything. I can't have everything either. But especially, you know, you go in that store and every book is perfect, I feel. So on my visit in August.
Of course it's perfect. And cookbooks are flying off the shelves, expensive cookbooks.
It is true. And right now, you're seeing a physicalness to the books. And we didn't really expect that to be the case. We thought maybe cookbooks would go the way of other reference categories, people using various websites. But Jerusalem, for example, is a huge success for us, the Ottolenghi and Tamimi book.
Yep.
I assume for you too, with Hans.
Yeah, that and Smitten Kitchen are the two sort of leading the pack right now, but there's a lot of stuff that people are really looking for.
Mm-hmm. We have somebody, and we'll take this call in just a moment, just to get your minds working. We have somebody who wants book recommendations with a Lincoln movie. So we'll talk to you, Jerry. Stay with us, and we'll take more phone calls as well. If you'd like to join us on air, 800-486-8655 is our number. A reminder, hour two of our show today, John Meacham will be with us. He's written a splendid biography of Thomas Jefferson, and it's Thomas Jefferson, The Art of Power. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Mike Arnold, and we're down to the wire in our year-end mini drive. How many minutes left, Mike? Just
not that many.
I'm not good at math.
It's getting close.
Not that many.
I had my watch with me, and I had to take it out when I went through the metal detector downstairs. But I think it's like maybe 25 minutes.
Okay.
Something like that.
Well, good. All right. So you can make this short year-end mini drive a success in the next 25 minutes with your gift right now. $50, $100, every gift, no matter the amount, makes a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This year-end mini drive is a great time to give, because you'll be entered into a drawing for the iPad mini. If you want to do that, you just have 22 minutes left. So don't put it off. Make that call right now. We just need 213 calls to meet the goal for this pledge drive, because it wraps up in the next few minutes. We're in the final minutes of the pledge drive. We can get 213 calls, but we need you to go to the phone or go to your web and make that pledge. Help meet this ambitious goal by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's listeners like you who help pay for the quality programs you hear every day. Programs like this show, like the Larry Mueller Show, WPR News. Oh, there's so many it would take hours to talk about all of them, but you know, they're here. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you only have 20 minutes left to get in that drawing for the iPad mini. If you want one of those, now's the time to do it. If you want intelligent public radio, now's the time to make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift of $100 a month, $1,200 for the year, supports your listening and also makes WPR available in your community. Every pledge, seriously, no matter the amount, makes you a member at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
During today's four-hour pledge drive, we're asking you to
think WPR.
So think about how much you rely on this station every day. You rely on the station so much, you even listen during a pledge drive.
Think WPR.
And you know, WPR relies on listener support from you and others in order to bring you thoughtful and balanced programs.
Think WPR.
Put your money where your brain is and make a pledge now.
Think WPR.
This drive will be over before you know it. Here's how to help.
And this drive is almost over. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Mike Arnold, and we're asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift might be $50. Maybe $100 or $500, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And here's a recap of the great reasons to give right now. Your pledge supports the programs you enjoy every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll be entered in a drawing for an iPad mini, and your gift right now is tax deductible for 2012. And last but not least, you can get the book we've been talking about this past, 40 minutes or so. Read this, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores, with your gift of $100 or more. It's a great time to give. Just final minutes of this iPad mini drawing if you want to get into that. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There's no tomorrow, of course, in a four-hour mini drive. There's only about 20 minutes in this drive left. And that's why getting more pledges this hour is so important. This is really a good thing to do. It shortens these pledge drives. If you can give now, then it's over, and that's a good thing. Take action now to help pay for your WPR listening, and you'll be entered in a drawing for the iPad mini. Make a donation in the amount that's right for you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Start a tradition and make a gift to the station you've enjoyed in 2012, and you'll rely on it in 2013. There's so many things going on you want to keep up to date on. Your donation to WPR is tax deductible and helps keep these great resources available to everyone. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today, if you've never given before, we're asking you to consider a first-time gift of $5 a month. $5 a month for hundreds of hours of listening. It really makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you'll find anywhere. And you'll be entered to win in that iPad mini when you pledge before 10 a.m. Give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
207 calls to go. We want to end this drive in 20 minutes. We want to end this drive on a good note. This is your final minutes to be able to make a pledge and get into that iPad mini drawing. We're thrilled to get this pledge drive done in just 4 hours so we can get back to doing what Wisconsin Public Radio does best, bringing you great discussions you count on. In fact, we'll be getting back to uninterrupted discussions at the start of the next hour. But right now, we're asking for your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And be sure to ask for Read This, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores, with your pledge of $100 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your pledge right now is very important at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. We'll be back to your phone calls for our guests about books in just a moment. Thank you for supporting WPR.
And if you're a sustaining member who makes ongoing monthly donations, thank you so much. You're automatically entered into the drawing. But if you're not already a sustainer, become one right now. If you want to be in that iPad mini contest, now's the time to call. The final minutes of this drive, it's easy to set up an ongoing monthly donation on your bank account or credit card and also enter that iPad mini contest, the last few minutes of that, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we thank you. Thank you very much. Back to phone calls. We had both Daniel and Hans. Daniel is owner of Boswell Books on Downer Avenue in Milwaukee. Hans Wyant is co-owner of Micawber's Books in St. Paul, Minnesota. He's the editor of Read This, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores, $100 pledge, and we'll be happy to send you this book, which will be valuable for you for years and years to come. Let's go to, we had both of you think about this, and Jerry, we're on the same wavelength here because I saw the movie and wanted to give books to everybody about Lincoln, too. I hope they like them. But Jerry is calling in from Milwaukee about Lincoln. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning, Kathleen and guests. How are you?
All right.
Once again, a home run for you, Kathleen, with your programming. You know, with the popularity of Lincoln, and of course, listening to your program about the Dakota War, which I knew nothing about, I was wondering if you could suggest any books related to that period, including Lincoln, because a lot was left out. That period, including the Dakota War, for instance.
Hans?
Yeah, the sort of a running joke at our store is that there's a never-ending flood of books on Lincoln, Bob Dylan, you know, it's just that it never stops. A book that I read in the last couple of years that isn't specifically just about Lincoln, it's called Manhunt by James Swanson.
Yes, I read that.
And it's about the 12 days of John Wilkes Booth, you know, attempted escape. And it's just a great reminder of how radically different a country it was at the time. You just try and think of that happening right now with the technology and how information travels, and there's just no possible way it would happen. But he very nearly got away with the help of an awful lot of people. So I thought that was a great look at some of the stuff surrounding Lincoln's life and times.
Mm-hmm. Daniel?
It's hard for me to believe that there isn't someone who hasn't read Team of Rivals who would want
right.
to. And yet the movie opened up down the block, and we had just a continuous flow of people coming in saying, where is it? Where is
oh,
it?
Really?
Where is it? Where is it?
Did
where is
you?
It? Yeah, we had to go back for a lot more. And so I don't make any assumptions, and I just say, okay, let's make sure you get past that. We as do a lot of bookstores, we group all our Lincoln books together. There's usually about 15 on the shelf. So, you know, you can usually find several.
Yeah.
Others.
I really like books of, and I can't come up with titles, but I like books of his writings too, because he's so worth reading. And there are compilations of his collected speeches, which I think are not to be beat. Thank you, Jerry, very much for your call. And let us go to Eugene in Viola. Hi, Eugene. Hi, Eugene. Are you there?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Hi.
Oh, okay. Good morning. I'll make this as quick as I can. This is a Christmas season. I'd recommend anything by O. Henry, The Gift of the Magi, The Last Leaf. And your guest mentioned World War II. Well, several of them that come to mind is Tears in the Darkness, the story of the Bataan Miss Death March and its aftermath, mm-hmm. or Berlin at War, or the last one, Pearl Harbor, which centers around about the last few weeks of what happened at Pearl Harbor and how Roosevelt and everybody reacted to it. Those are all good.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Eugene. Anybody want to respond? Daniel, Hans?
I was just thinking of, you know, of short stories from O. Henry. I would say my two favorites this year were What We Talk About When We Talk About Anne Frank from Nathan Englander and The News from Spain by Joan Wickersham. But there's, you know, it's a wonderful place to dive in. I guess one has to make sure one's read O. Henry's collected stories first, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd also like to plug the Wickersham book, The News from Spain. It's just an absolute wonder, and I think it's perfect for anyone who likes Alice Munro.
She was on a lot of lists, as I recall, too. I haven't read her in a long time, but she's brilliant.
Alice Munro, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the day, you know, she might have been, she's 81, I think, now. And I love the fact that people say that stories don't sell and that, you know, you can engage people and people go crazy for her stories. But they are like mini novels in a lot of cases. There is that completeness in her stories that you sometimes don't get from other writers.
Mm-hmm.
And they shouldn't, because there are different structures to stories, and not every story writer wants to write a mini novel. But she happens to do that, and that gives her a greater accessibility.
And I'm sure we all remember, probably in high school English class in sophomore year, when we read The Gift of the Magi, and we all said, oh, what a story. And we've remembered it ever since, right?
Yes.
We're remembering it right now.
Right now. I also remember Charles Dickens at this time, not just Christmas Carol, which I see every other year, but all of Charles Dickens' work, too. I love Charles Dickens. Did people have a lot of classics on these lists from independent stores or not?
You know, it varied. It varied from list to list. There's one list by a very, very great man who lives in New Orleans. His name is Joseph DeSalvo, and he runs a place called Faulkner House Books. And his list was almost entirely classics.
Hmm.
And he at one point sort of opined to me, he's like, there aren't enough classics on some of these other lists. But it was, I think, framed in terms of how some people were thinking of it as books that they like to put into the hands of customers. And some, for me at least, it was one of those things where I love Moby Dick, but it wasn't something that I was going to put on my list because Moby Dick does just fine without me, you know, pushing it on people. So I think that was part of it. I mean, any bookseller we hear every day from people, they say, oh, I can't believe I haven't read The Scarlet Letter, or, you know, wherever. We all have massive gaps in our in our histories. But, yeah, I mean, for all of us, some of the classics are probably what got us started loving books.
Right. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So it's really, it depends from list to list.
Daniel?
You don't want only classics on your, well, except for some people. But I always, it's like an author coming to town and saying, who do you like to read? And they mention all classics, and you go, oh, come on, you like somebody who's alive, don't you? There's a little attitude thing there. Everybody should have a classic on their list, but not all.
Right. You're right. You're right. We don't want to be real snooty. I only read classics. All right. Well, I'm Kathleen Dunn with Mike Arnold, and we are in the last few minutes. We got 9 minutes to go, everybody, of our year-end mini-drive. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs you rely on, programs like this where we talk about books. Doesn't get any better. We have just a few minutes left, and you can make this short drive a success when you pledge at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
We just have minutes left in this drive. It'll be over in just a matter of minutes. It's also just minutes left for you to enter that iPad mini drawing. I know you've wanted to do it. You've been putting it off. Now's the time to do it, because if you don't do it now, you're not going to get in there. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation with Daniel Golden, who joins us regularly on this program, and Hans Wyant about book suggestions. And now take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Choose a gift that amount that works for you and make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you pledge $100 or more, we'll thank you with this great book, Read This, which includes suggestions from really great bookstore owners. And actually, this hour is really fits in with what public radio is about. It's people coming together and supporting something. And it was interesting when we were talking about the book suggestions. Hans said that he didn't put Moby Dick on his list because Moby Dick does fine without me. And public radio does not do fine without you. That's what we really need, right? Your advocacy. We need your support right now. We need you to call up and say, yes, this is important to me. You can make a pledge online at WPR.org. It's especially helpful right now. Your pledge will help keep the phone lines open for those who aren't near a computer or a smartphone right now. Remember, it's your last chance to enter the drawing for the iPad mini. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I will publicly admit I have to read Moby Dick. I haven't read it. Chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue that's close to you. We talk about so much. Think about it. Current issues, history, great books. We try to bring you shows that you'll find relevant and interesting and enjoyable. And I think they're important discussions that, quite frankly, don't happen in other places. Because WPR touches your life, make a pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There's just minutes left in this drive. If you want to be in that iPad drawing, you have to call now, or you have to go online now, right, at WPR.org. And here's a gift idea for that hard-to-shop-for person in your life, a membership to WPR. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Let us know who the gift is for, and we'll send them a letter telling them they received a WPR gift membership from you. And maybe, if you're lucky, you'll win that iPad mini as well, and then you can add that on top of it. But the only way you can do it is if you call now or you go online now to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Jim Fleming. We know you think WPR every day. You rely on the programs you hear on this station. Because we're thinking about you, we're trying to raise a pledge drive worth of money in just a few hours. We know you prefer your thinking to be uninterrupted by pledge breaks. So support uninterrupted thinking today by making a pledge right now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Mike Arnold. We're asking for your support and thanking you in advance for your gift, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever amount is right for you. WPR.org, 888-202-2552, just about 6 minutes to go.
And you only have 6 minutes to enter into a special drawing we have with this mini drive, which is a drawing for an iPad mini. Have you seen one of those? They're kind of cool little.
I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah, it's pretty
neat,
like them, actually. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think they're kind of cool. I think they're cool. If you think they're cool and you think WPR is cool, well, you can merge those two coolness things. It's
and
like a coolness
really
convergence
cool.
right now.
Right.
And you can make a pledge. And actually, if you pledge $100, you can get something else cool, which is read this, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores. This has been a great conversation. If you'd like to have a number of great recommendations from some of the best indie bookstores in the country, make a pledge of $100 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Many reasons to become a member, but you have to do it before 10 a.m.
We have a lot to celebrate today. We have great programs. We really have great listeners, and everybody says that. All the people we interview, everybody comments on what great listeners you are. And our special year-end mini drive is wrapping up right now. Join in the celebration and support the programs that you really count on. Get entered in our iPad mini drawing. Pledge $100 and get book recommendations that will last you for years. Make this exciting drive a success. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just minutes remain for you to do your part and become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes to support the programs you rely on to get entered into the drawing for the iPad mini. Time is running out for that, so if you want to do it, get it all done right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Join your neighbors, other listeners, and Wisconsin Public Radio in keeping these pledge drives short. Join the community in supporting this year-end mini-drive. It's an exciting kind of pledge drive, and it works when you donate, and it's also your chance to be entered in the drawing to win an iPad. So make your tax-deductible donation now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount you want to pledge. Every pledge is appreciated, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. The final minutes to enter that drawing for the iPad mini. Now's the time to make the call or make the pledge online at WPR.org. And also consider asking for the book, Read This, Handpicked Favorites from America's Indie Bookstores, as your thank you gift when you give $100 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Keep WPR strong as we enter 2013. We're back to regular programming in a few minutes, and next hour, John Meacham will be joining us. He's written a terrific book about Thomas Jefferson, who was a pretty terrific guy, I must add. Let us know that you appreciate WPR and a very, very short pledge drive. You got to contribute to these to make these happen more often with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've been talking about great book recommendations. Do you recommend to your friends that they listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because of the great conversations? Well, we recommend that you invest in the service that you rely upon and make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Listener supports the single largest source of funding. That's why we ask for your support. Also, everybody who calls or goes online right now will be entered into that drawing, but you have to go now. You can't go later. Now's the time to do it. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It only takes a few minutes to do it, but please do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike, so much for coming in and being with us. Your pledge is important. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And thank you for supporting WPR. Daniel, thank you so much. I hope you have a great holiday season and all the best to your bookstore. It's fabulous. And all that you do in the community, it's really, it's important.
Oh, pshaw.
Oh, for sure, but it's true, Daniel. It's true.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and the best to you, Hans. I hope to get up to your area actually in the spring. So we'll drop by and see your bookstore. And thank you so much for
I appreciate it.
Putting
I appreciate
this together.
You having me.
Yeah, it's a great list of recommendations. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, that
sure
was
did.
Fun. Yeah, Hans is the co-owner of the Micawber's Books in St. Paul, Minnesota, and is the editor of this book. For a $100 pledge, we will be so happy to send this to you. It's recommendations from America's indie bookstores, hand-picked favorites. Daniel's bookstore is among those in this book. Read this. So it's a great way to end a pledge drive.